destroy your boob to me. When a cold pussy come my way, and a cold pussy like that day. Yeah, I love pussy, and pussy love me. I can tell the way it's true for me. If I'm never in the mood to do pussies, then a pussy will bring another pussy to me.
Sorry, podcast listeners, for my few weeks in delay because I've been sick. Still kind of am. But to start off, since I've been sick for the past week or two, the only good thing I could say is that I lost some weight. 13 pounds. I went from 180 to 167 now. Goddamn sickness. But anyway, but it's a good thing. At least I could say I lost 13 pounds being sick, so that's at least somewhat of a good news. I'm still kind of grieving over Betty White's death. Betty White died, on the last day of the, 2021, year. Betty White died on December 31st. I thought that bitch was never gonna die because, this is already January 3rd. If she had lived another 17 days, she was closing in on 100 years old and dies 2 weeks before. You know, shit does happen. But she lived a good long life, even for 99 years old. I said 99 years old is a good long life. She did have 124 acting roles listed. And her two roles, the two best known roles that she was known for, was playing the character Elka and Houghton Cleveland, and playing the character Rose Nylon on the Golden Girls. Golden Girls was on for like over 7 years, and then the Houghton Cleveland show was on for 5. And then she did the movie Lake Placid, which I did see, and that was a good movie. That was the one where she was feeding the crocodile, and the crocodile was terrorizing the town. Now, but like I said, 99 is a good long life, and I was kind of, and I'm still kind of grieving over it. Now we're into the new year, 2022, and I did work on New Year's, and it kind of pissed me off because I got off of work. God, I forget what time I fucking went home at. Might have been like, I think I went home on New Year's about, I think it was like 11 o'clock or something like that, or 9 or something like that. So, it was like somewhere between 7:30 and 9, my job that I usually work at on the weekends, depending on what day it is. They usually are, on Friday and Saturday, my job's open from 11 to 11 on Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday through Thursday, they're open from 11 to 10. But I think we closed early on New Year's because we had this whole fucking snowstorm that came in. So I think they send a lot of people home early. And right after I got home, it was about somewhere between 8 and 8:30 or something like that. They sent me home early because of the snowstorm. And because the job where I was at, it was freaking dead inside. And so if we don't have any business, they send a lot of people home early. So they sent me home early because business was dead. And right after midnight hit, that's when the sound of the gunshots and the sound of fireworks were going off to celebrate the new year. I didn't fucking fall asleep until about 5 in the fucking morning. That's how bad it was. And it was like at 5 o'clock when all of a sudden it stopped. Like the sounds and everything. But also, I made a couple New Year's resolutions. I have so many fucking books in my goddamn room that I have to, finish reading. And I haven't gotten around to all of them yet because I usually don't like to read multiple books at one time. So I start with one, I finish that, and then I go to the next. The current book I'm reading is still Les Miserables, but I did hit over 1,000 pages in the book. And I still got another 229 pages to read before the book is finished. So give me about another week or so to finish that book before I move on to the next one. Somebody wanted me to do, a food review for something I was eating earlier. I was eating chicken nuggets earlier because, every now and then I like to just have something to snack on instead of just making a whole meal. So I was eating chicken nuggets I got over at Meijer, the other day. And I brought two bags because they're cutting down a lot of the portions on food stuff when you go buy them in the store. Hell, when I was younger, you could buy a bag of chicken nuggets and you could have like 100 or so in there. And now you'll be hard pressed to find a bag that has 50 to 60 of them in there. So they cut back on a lot of portions. So you gotta buy at least two bags, to make it more filling. So I brought two bags of it was called Encore Chicken Nibblers. And at first, my friend thought it was spicy. I said, I wish they were spicy nuggets, but they're not. So, but they're not bad, but I prefer the spicy. And then a lot of the stores, they haven't been able to find anything either because of, stuff being held back a little bit. Like, I haven't been able to find my favorite ice cream, and my favorite ice cream is Whiskey Biz, which has, like, a whiskey taste to it, like a whiskey flavor to it. So, I haven't been able to find that. But if I can find my Whiskey Biz again, I'll be happy to buy some more. Yep, excuse me. But anyway, now we're gonna branch off and do movies. I've been watching, I just popped it in though anyway, but, my one movie that I have, and I've had it for a while, but I never got all the way through it, is a movie called North and South. It's basically on the Civil War. and it has a lot of famous people in the movie. The movie was filmed, or I don't know if you would want to call it a movie, it's more like a mini-series. It was filmed in, it was basically filmed on, six different, in, 16, 15 or 16 different parts. I know that's not it. Hold on, shit. Here. Yeah. The movie, okay, the, it was, it started, it was filmed back in the 80s, and it was filmed, and it has a lot of famous people in this series, too. Where am I at here? Okay, it's listed as a television miniseries that was, filmed between 85 and 94. Okay, yeah, 15 parts, okay. Each episode was 90 minutes. And now the movie stars Patrick Swayze as the character Ori Main, James Reed as his best friend George Hazard, Leslie Ann Down as the girl that Patrick Swayze is in love with, Wendy Kilbourne as George's, as James Reed's wife in the movie thing. Kirstie Alley also makes an appearance in the movie. With Jeannie Francis as Ori's good sister Brett, and Terry Gerber as a selfish wicked sister Ashton. Philip Kasnoff is in the movie as Elkanah Bent, which is George and Ori's nemesis. And all of these actors return from the 1986 sequel. John Stockwell is also in the film. One of the most memorable appearances is Hal Holbrook playing the President Abraham Lincoln. Gene Kelly also appears in the film as Elkanah Bent's father, Senator Charles Edwards. Robert Mitchum also makes an appearance in the film. So does the country singer Johnny Cash. But the movie was based on a book that was written by, was based on a book. And the book was written by John Jakes. Oh, damn. God, this fucker's still alive. John Jakes writes a lot of Civil War trilogy books. He's gonna be 90 this year in March, if he lives that long. He's been married to his wife Rachel since 51, and they're still married. But yeah. Yeah, but Patrick Swayze, I know, was dead. So was, a few people in the movie, like Johnny Cash, I know, was dead. Kyle Chandler also happens to be in the film. Damn, I don't remember who the hell he played. I don't remember him being in that. A lot of times there'll be a lot of movies listed that you don't even know. Okay, he played Charles Maine in the last one, okay. That's why I probably didn't remember him. I never got to the third one, that's why. The good thing, though, too, is that the Bulls are on a really good hot streak. DeMar DeRozan, the last two games that the Bulls had played, DeMar DeRozan made, the game-winning three against, Indiana Pacers, and he also made the game-winning three against the Washington Wizards. When he made that three against Indiana, they were, Bulls were down by, like a point, and he made the game-winning three, so the Bulls won by 2 points, and then he also made the Bulls were down by two against Washington Wizards with 3 seconds left when he made the game-winning three, and the Bulls would end up winning by a point in that game, of course, with him, and he makes history by being the only player to have back-to-back games where he makes the game-winning three. And usually the Bulls would rely on Zach LaVine to make it. And DeMar DeRozan actually came through on the last two games of doing it. So that's kind of a good thing that they were able to do that. And, of course, what's funny about with DeMar DeRozan is that DeMar DeRozan is not really much of a three-point shooter. And, but he was able to knock down two threes to win, in the games to be able to win them. Sorry. Let's go look up here for a second. And I know he doesn't have a whole lot of threes in his career. Even for a guy that's been playing for 12 years, almost 13. Let's see, he's 32. He'll be 33 in August of this year. And he's a really good pickup by the Bulls, basically. Yeah, right here, he's made 385 career threes. So that tells you he doesn't really shoot a whole lot of them. But the two threes that he made the last two games, that was his 24th and 25th three. Those are his 24th and 25th threes that he made on the year. And he only shoots about 28% from threes. So that tells you he's not really consistent. He's attempted 1,349 threes and made 385. Most of his threes came at Toronto because that was the team he played with the longest. He made 325 career threes with Toronto, and he made 35 with San Antonio, which was the team he played with the last 3 years before the Bulls got him, and he's made 25 with the Bulls this year. But then he's got 18,583 career points. He's pushing for 20,000 basically, on the points anyway. But in my opinion, I think the Bulls really got a good deal in picking him up. I don't know if Billy Donovan, the Bulls coach, is back yet from his quarantining thing. I guess we'll find that out later on. I was kind of pissed off the other day because my college team got canceled because of the COVID thing. And my college team, University of Illinois, had canceled their game the other day due to the fact that they had too many players that were sick with COVID. So they canceled the game. So I wasn't really happy about that, but you know, shit happens and there's not much you can do about it. Yeah, let's close that out here. Close this out. There's only like another month left before baseball season starts in the aspect of spring training. And so that's another thing I'm waiting on. Yeah, because I'm also I was gonna say this though, but with Betty White dying, there's three other actors that are like in their 90s that I'm waiting for to hear about their death. And so with these other actors that are in their 90s, and I'm just waiting on their death to hear about their death, are Mel Brooks, who's gonna be 96 in June. And then you got Clint Eastwood, who's going to be 92 in May. And then you got Rita Moreno, who just turned 90, and she's going to be 90. She's going to be 91 in, I think in December. So and if you don't know who Rita Moreno is, she was best known for playing the character Anita in the West Side Story movie back in the 1960s. But she's another one, though, too. And I said, and then you got Al Pacino, who's going to be 82. He's one of my favorite actors. Even though Danny Trejo was getting up there, too, but Danny Trejo is going to be 78 this year. At least in May, he will be. And Danny Trejo and Al Pacino are like my two favorite actors. And but with Danny Trejo, he's a sought-after actor, meaning that he gets cast on a lot of different movies every year. Looking at his IMDb role, he's got over 400 movie roles, which is a lot. And then Al Pacino, though, he's only got like 63 movies listed, even though he's like going to be 82, but he's very selective on his acting roles, which means he doesn't do a whole lot. Let's see. The other day, I actually it took me a while to for some reason I haven't figured it out why, but when I film my live streams for Instagram, the videos cut off after an hour and then you got to redo them. I haven't figured out if there's a way around it, but every damn time my videos hit an hour, they cut off. And so the other day, I did 4 different 1-hour live streams. So I was on Instagram the other day for 4 hours, just filming live streams. And which was the longest time I ever did, for that. And I'm going through my emails. Every now and then I get a whole bunch of emails just coming through. I did work my way up to episode 227 or 8 on the Overnight Drive podcast. I'll tell you in a minute here. Yeah, 227, so my next one is 228. That will be my next one to listen to. And I started listening to them about a year ago after they noticed me on a video I put up on YouTube. And they started watching some of my videos, and I started watching some of theirs. And then when I heard that they had a podcast, I started listening to their podcast. And so I worked my way from, so I started with episode 1 and started working my way down. So I went from episode 1 to episode 227 within over a 1 year span. And then they gave me an idea to start my own podcast. And I've been learning here and there. I might not be the best podcaster, but at least I'm learning every day, every time I film a podcast, I start learning more and more new things that I should be learning if you're going to take podcasting seriously. So I started learning here and there from them. My next thing to do is try to figure out and try to get some money saved to move out of this apartment that I'm in. I'm in a 2-bedroom dump. And we're looking for a 3, possibly a 4-bedroom house. Only problem is you can't find a 3 or 4-bedroom house for less than a couple grand out in the state where I live at. So I guess that'll be another thing to have to look into. We're also coming up on the 1 year anniversary of that Klan insurrection that Trump planned last year. Three more days will be a year that it happened. And Biden and Kamala Harris are supposed to give their say and take on it of what happened. Basically, we all know what happened anyway, and we basically saw it with our own eyes what happened. We also have the Trump kids Ivanka and the ugly ass Don Jr. They were subpoenaed for their participation in the fraud investigation that they had in New York. I guess we'll see how that goes. But yeah, but that we'll close that one out. Man. I switched my calendar because and what I mean by that is that every year when I buy a calendar, I'd like to be able to buy a different one every year. Like last year, I had the calendar with all the deer on it. This year, I brought a calendar with lighthouses on it. So now I got lighthouses this year. So every year I try to switch up my calendar. And the year prior to the deer, the calendar I had all the Harry Potter characters, at least the main ones in the film. So it switches up. See what we got here. What is today? The 3rd? Yep, the 3rd. To start it off, these are some people who whose birthdays are this year. I want to put birthdays out there. These are some of the people's birthdays who have happened. You had Bryson Tiller, 29. He's a singer. sorry. You had Ben Hardy, 31, who's a soap opera actor. I couldn't tell you anything he's been on because I don't watch soap operas. Danny Miller, 31, also soap opera actor. Renee Elise Goldsberry is 51, who's a TV actress. Then you have Taye Diggs, who's 51. I know who at least I know his name. The baseball player Fernando Tatis Jr. is 23. Cuba Gooding Jr. is 54. I'm surprised he's that old already. At least up there in age. But this main one I was looking up, which is Kane Tanaka. Kane Tanaka is a super centurion. She just celebrated her 119th birthday, and she's still alive too. Excuse me. Centenarian who became the verified oldest living person by the gerontology research group in the world back in July of 2018 upon the death of Chiyo Miyako. At the time of 2018, she was validated as the world's oldest living person at the age of 115. During World War II in Japan, she made her living by selling rice cakes. She visited the United States frequently during the 1970s. She was profiled on Newsweek and USA Today as the world's oldest living person back in July of 2018. Her husband Hideo and her son both died during the course of World War II. But at 119 years old, she's the oldest living bitch that's still alive. I said, damn, makes me feel fucking old. Now we go to January 3rd because it's January 3rd now. Let's see if there's anybody I know for January 3rd. Let's see, Mel Gibson is 66, or 67, let's see here. Oh, no, he's 66. Mel Gibson just turned 66 today. You have Eli Manning, the football player, just turned 41. You also have, The R&B singer Lloyd just turned 36. Damn, I thought he was older. John Paul Jones, who's the bass player for Led Zeppelin, is 76. Damn, he's that old already? Fuck me. I thought he would have been younger than that, but yeah. Yep. Yeah, I knew Mel Gibson was getting up there in age. I didn't realize he was that old already. And my favorite Mel Gibson movie is that movie, The Patriot. Along with Braveheart, those are like my two favorite movies he did. And originally Mel Gibson, he didn't want to play Braveheart because he felt that he was too old for the role. And then after they cast him in the film, actually, he wasn't really too old to play the role, but he was going by the age of what William Wallace was when he got killed. And when William Wallace died in the early God, I forget what year it was, but when William Wallace died, he was 36, and when Mel Gibson did the role, he was 39, so he wasn't really that old. But he wanted, but obviously they told that he told them that if he was going to do the role, he wanted to film it his way, which they let him do. Now with a few new movies coming out that he's got. He's got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 movies in the works. And the newest roles he's got coming out are Agent Game, Panama, Bandit Stew, On the Line, Hot Seat, Boys of Summer, Leo from Toledo, and Every Other Weekend are like the newest roles he's got. He's got some TV show that he's filming too, which is a mini series called The Continental. And after filming the movie Edge of Darkness, he did take a few years off before returning to do a couple other movies. Actually, no, it was like after he did the movie Paparazzi, he took several years off because he did the movie Paparazzi in 2004, and then he didn't act at all really from 2005 to 2009, and then he came out of retirement from acting to do the Edge of Darkness. That was a good movie too, Edge of Darkness. That's one thing I gotta figure it out too. I gotta try to find that movie again because of I did have it, but then I got so badly scratched that I had to throw it away, so I gotta find another one. So that's just another thing I have to do with it. And then I gotta deal with my brother being gay because I went to I was over at Meijer the other day when I was buying stuff, and I was walking through the home goods area, like where they have like your blankets, the candles, shit like that, and we found a baby Yoda plush, and of course I took a picture and sent it to him, and what does my little gay ass brother want? He wants the fucking thing, so we bought it for him. So it just goes to show you how gay he really is. And then before I decided to do the podcast episode, I took a shower, shaved myself off. And I always feel better after I take a shower because like then you get all the hair off your body, like from when you shave your face and everything. So now I'm kind of clean shaven. So basically now my facial hair is kind of good. So basically it's trimmed up and looks nice. And then I don't look like a bum when I have all that hair on my face and everything like that. My job that I work for. They want you to be clean shaven, so when you come into work, your face has to be trimmed up. You have to be shaved to the point where they recognize it as being clean. And if you don't shave or something like that, then they basically you get penalized, and you don't want that. Basically, So now with me being clean shaven, it's pretty good. Oh, shit. I'm kind of pissed off because they started doing the Harry Potter reunion tour. Problem is, they've been filming the shit on channels that I don't have. Because I don't have cable. And then you gotta pay for all this other shit that they're filming it on. I said, well, right now, I don't have the time to be paying for shit that I know I don't have money for. So basically I have to forgo the reunion shit that they've been doing and just leave it at that. So that's what we're gonna have to figure out too. Yep. And for me, when I film my live streams on Instagram, I'm all for people coming in and talking to me. Just like on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, which you could find me at RVW King on YouTube. You could find me on that channel. I'm RVW King. So you just type in RVW King on my YouTube channel and you could find me on there. Most of my videos that I do for YouTube are usually what they call rest in peace videos for people that died. Also, I have a lot of politic videos, but I try to branch off and do everything. So I do art. So I do rest in peace videos. I do political videos. I also do my take on music stars. Basically, and stuff like that. So it's like, so I find everything that I can find. So I just work my way around it. Right now, I do have some snow on the ground of my, outside my apartment, but, I don't know if there's gonna be any more snowstorms coming in. Hopefully not, because I gotta be at work in the morning at my other job. So hopefully there isn't too much snowstorms coming in. Some of the people at my job yesterday, yeah, they did come into work, but they got there late. One of the servers at my job, what should have been a 20-minute ride for him, took him an hour and a half to get there because of the roads being bad. Another girl at my job who was a to-go server, I'm not sure exactly where she lives at in Indiana, but she showed up 2 hours late yesterday, so at least she got there, but she showed up 2 hours late. My work wife, that I have at work, she's my work wife got there, but she showed up an hour late, but at least she got there. The funny thing is that I have to wait and see whether, if I can get enough money to do it or not. But she asked me the other day if I wanted to go to Hooters, and, I have never been to Hooters, but even though there's one right down the street from where I work at, but Hooters is on my list of restaurants to try at least one time, just to say I tried it. Just like in the area of where I live at, there's like three steakhouses, and I work at one of the steakhouses. When I'm not doing the podcast and when I'm not doing YouTube and everything else like that, I work at the steakhouse, called Longhorn. So anyway, so there's Longhorn, then there's a Geno's and an Outback, which are steakhouses in my area, and Longhorn seems to be the one that's always packed. And every damn time me and my mom drive past Outback and we drive past Geno's, it doesn't look like anybody's fucking there. But somehow they maintain business. I don't know how that works out, but you know. But there's a lot of fucking restaurants on the road where my job is that everybody hits up all the time. Other than Longhorn, the only other restaurant that seems to be packed all the time is Olive Garden, that's right across the street from me. And Olive Garden seems to be packed all the time. And then we have a whole bunch of other restaurants. There's like 3 fast food restaurants on the same road. But I don't care about the fast food shit. I've never really been a big fast food guy. But the fast food restaurants that are on that road are McDonald's, Taco Bell, and then you have a Wendy's, and then you have a KFC. So there's like 4 of them there. But the other restaurants are like Chipotle, Potbelly. Then you have Chick-fil-A. I've never been to Chick-fil-A, and I don't really care to. Then we have we used to have a Jamba Juice, but they closed that down, so there's no more Jamba Juice. But now the next thing is like Jimmy John's, and then you had we did have a place called Tilted Kilt, but they closed that down. And then we had Tuesdays or something like that, but I think Tuesdays is closed down too. They haven't opened since the pandemic. Since the pandemic hit a couple of years ago, they haven't really opened anything up, really. One of the first restaurants that my mom took me to when I first came out to Indiana, and it was open when I first moved out here, was Old Country Buffet. And Old Country Buffet closed, and now we don't have those anymore. So the only buffet place we really have is Golden Corral. And Golden Corral hasn't been opened up since the pandemic hit either, except for the one in Maribel. But the Golden Corral and Cherville opened back up, I think. So at least with those, it's like we just keep an eye out for like when restaurants open up and for like new ones, old ones, stuff like that. And we try to hit them up all the time. But like we have a lot of Greek restaurants out here anyway too. So it's like we got like 2 or 3 different Greek restaurants. So we try to hit those up too. Whenever we can. I was actually kind of surprised when my mom dropped me off yesterday at my job so I could work. And I was actually there until closing time, like 3 to 10. And when I got dropped off at like 1:30, I try to order something to eat before I start work. So I was able to place an order, and then all of a sudden it gets to be 9:30, and I'm like, oh shit, I didn't pay for my meal. And I was getting ready to pay for it, and some girl said, well, obviously it's not showing up on here, meaning somebody paid for it. And I'm like, well, it wasn't me because I didn't pocket out any money. So somebody paid for my meal, and I never figured out who did it. So I was able to keep my money because I didn't pay for the meal because somebody paid for me and I don't know who. So at least it was kind of a good gesture that somebody paid for it. So I'm like, I don't know who. So I would like to know who paid for my meal yesterday at work. Because it's always a good thing when somebody pays doing that. Now my work is making all the stuff. My job is not always easy. So I'll tell you what my job is going to do now, starting next week. Or actually, it should start today. Before it used to be, I used to get to work about 7 o'clock when they would do utility, but now they're not scheduling people at 7 o'clock anymore. Now they're scheduling people at like 8 o'clock. This is all the shit that we have to do if you're like a utility worker, which is what I'm considered as. So at 8 o'clock when you get dropped off, at 8 o'clock, this is the shit you gotta do. And I'll pull it up in a minute here. So at 8 o'clock, there's usually oh Hold on, shit. Hold on. So this is the shit that we gotta do. So at 8 o'clock, when you get dropped off, you have two employees arrive with an opening manager. That's the first. That's at 8 o'clock. After five minutes in, you take out the remaining trash from the day before, and you bring all the trash cans inside and line them all back up, like basically with all the bags. At 8:10, the prep person sets up the dish machine and puts out all sanitizer buckets with towels and sanitizer, and the utility person gathers the tools needed for the utility functions. At 8:15, the prep person begins prep and the utility person begins the utility functions in the front of house. So from 8:15 to 9 o'clock, they're claiming that it shouldn't take more than 45 minutes to do this, but I know damn well it takes longer than that. So at 8:15, you start filling up the mop bucket, so you complete all high dosing, start high and finish low, and follow the high dosing blind rotation chart. Use a feather duster, which they don't have, or a dry towel, dust all chandeliers, straighten the stones as needed, but never use water or chemicals on these, as it will damage them. The blinds and window sills should be dusted and cleaned using peroxide multi-surface cleaner or any disinfectant. Windows and glass-covered artwork should be cleaned with a peroxide multi-surface cleaner and disinfectant, but never use chemicals to clean rawhide, leather, or canvas artwork. Now remove any debris that may have fallen onto tables or onto the seats. Ensure that all large debris has been swept up off the floors using the broom and a dustpan. thoroughly vacuum all carpeted floors using the vacuum that is equipped with a beater brush. Wash the real wood floors using a blue handled mop and a bucket containing water and Oasis 100, and rinse with a fresh clean water and dry the floor with a dry blue handled mop. And it says use the 2-bucket system. So that's from 8. So that's wash the laminate, slate, stone, concrete, or tile floors using a deck brush and mop bucket filled with Max Dual Action Floor Cleaner, and dry the floor with a blue handled mop. Also fill the ice bins in the service area and bar area. Now from 9 to 10, that's like an hour gap there. So they're claiming it should take 45 minutes to do the bar, and I know damn well it takes longer than that. So from 9 to 10 is the bathrooms. So basically that's cleaning the men's and women's bathroom. Gather restroom cleaning kit, which they do have. Spray peroxide multi-surface cleaner and disinfectant on all contact surfaces. Include the handrails, stall latches, toilet fixtures, toilet seats, toilet bowls inside and out, toilet paper. Make sure the toilet paper is stocked up, soap dispenser stocked up. Make sure to wipe down the sink fixtures and the baby changing table inside and out. Make sure that you do not saturate the straps with chemical. Complete any high dusting that is necessary, and that should be minimal. Scrub all toilets and urinals inside and out using a toilet brush. Collect the trash bags from both restrooms and sanitary napkins. From the containers in the women's restroom, and place these at the back of the door for the next trash run. They do trash like 3 or 4 times a day. So that's on that one. And the last one is your curbside appeal. Basically doing lot checks, making sure that there's no trash on the ground outside. A lot of people like to throw their cigarette butts out. So this is the stuff that they like to throw out. So basically, you would gather the materials that you would need for creating curb appeal. So basically, a broom and dustpan, garbage picker, which we don't have, gloves, a garbage bag. notify the manager on duty that you'll be exiting the building, and that three people, including the manager, must remain inside the building at all times. Basically, you're going to start from the outermost part of your parking lot, and we will move in towards the building from all sides, and pick the landscaping and grass areas at the outside of the parking lot, and then the actual parking lot, and lastly, the curb area. Landscaping directly surrounding the street, the restaurant. You should be picking up and sweeping up the following items and discarding them in the garbage bag that you're dragging with you. Cigarette butts, plastic mint wrappers, debris, paper cups, bags, and bottles. Landscaping debris, like i.e. mulch that may have made it into the parking lot. Nothing is too small. Anything that is not part of the decor package generally should be considered garbage. By using your best judgment in returning rocks to rock beds and mulch, pine needles to landscaping, and spot check and pick the weeds and flower beds if they have any. empty out the smoker's pole where they toss their cigarettes at. And notify the manager of any light bulbs that are not considered to be functioning right because they might be blown out. Clean windows completely once weekly on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So basically 3 days out of the week. Spray the exterior windows with approved peroxide multi-surface cleaner and disinfectant. Squeegee the liquid across the windows from side to side. Remove excess liquid using a paper towel, or remove any debris from window sill area. So that's basically what they have to do on that. I know it sounds like a lot of work, but shit has to be done. So that's that, and this is episode 77, and that's pretty much all. hold on a second here. And we're gonna cue the music in a minute. Where are we at here?
Great style is... rolling with it. Great style is easy.
Grab the wood like ribbon. Grab. told her put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Turn up Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
So there's that, and so I'm hoping, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll be back next week to film another episode of my podcast, so I hope you guys enjoyed.